Truth? Whenever that is.
Cooler.
All right,
cooler.
Indeed. Yes. So we're starting.
Good.
Hi, my name is Chris Gabriel. I am interviewing Edith Nagayak. Did I say that right? Yes. today is the 2nd of November. We are in her apartment. Today we're going to be talking about Inupiaq values,
yes,
because Edith is all about that. And she has a quote that she wants to read to kind of kick things off. So, whenever you're ready.
I'm a full-blooded Inupiaq, and I'm 58 years old, and right now I'm eating a salad. Caesar.
Yeah.
Caesar salad.
Kind of strange. I'm sure you never had very much salad before.
I think that's what we grew up on. I like grown things, like from the ground.
Yes.
You know, tomatoes and broccoli. And for some reason, I just love eggs.
They are good.
Yeah. Anyway, like I said, I'm a full-blooded Inupiaq, but I have learned more about myself by traveling, like to India, to Russia, and I lived in Wisconsin for like six years. I love Wisconsin. They're the smartest people. They recycle.
Do they really?
They recycle everything.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how I related to them, because we keep our land clean. Because it was like that a long time ago. We didn't mess things up. We kept everything in order, and in, like, we don't throw trash all over the place when we go camping or whatever. That's not according to our values. So, and I have something that I translated during one of the services that Mike Jeffries used. He's like an Inupiaq. He Eskimo dances, and he lived there, he got married there, and his children were raised there. They honorary Eskimos. he's from somewhere, I don't know. He's an Eskimo. At heart. Anyway, like I said, each of our cultures, I think we're all getting it, finally, learning how to get along as Inupiaqs and Caucasians and Blacks and Tsimsheans and Tlingits and Indians, and, you know, we're finally getting it. I see it. There's less people's eyes are beginning to open. And one of the things, before I get into the Inupiaq values, one of the things that really made me so, like, when I translated it, it was like in the middle of the translation of this famous saying by Nelson Mandela, I just said, whoa, in my language, I said, azah. It was like more richer and deeper and more meaning when I was translating it into Inupiaq. So, by Nelson Mandela, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. That's Mandela saying, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. Isn't that awesome?
That is cool.
It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us. Our light, not our darkness, that frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant? gorgeous, talented, fabulous. Actually, who are you not to be? Ah! I love you so cool. You are a child of God. You're playing small doesn't serve the world. Whoa. Sometimes we get like, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to feel high and mighty or whatever. It's our own little fears that comes to us that stops us from doing something that we want to do. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to manifest the glory of God within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. Isn't that awesome?
That is cool.
And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. We did that in Russia. As Eskimo dance group, the Bear dance group, we were the part of the Goodwill Games opening the Goodwill Games over there in Russia. They were having it over there. And that was about the same time they were free to do anything because they were so suppressed. They were so controlled by the government. And we brought light to them. We showed them how to have fun. We did. There were Russians that were crying, just watching us, just having, you know, typical fun like Americans. We have fun and free to do anything we wanted to do, have picnic on the beach and a bonfire, and that's freedom. And I think that that's what I mean. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Isn't that cool?
That is true.
That is just, I want to, if I have time, I want to get on the computer and retype this whole thing with the same font and share it with everybody. And the Inibel values.
You could always go and make a copy of it in the library.
It's kind of, I want it deep. I mean, it's not, it's like a copy. It's too light. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I do.
I want it to look beautiful. And so, these are the values, the Inibel values that I remember. Avik Duakatiyinak, that sharing. That sharing. Never be stingy. There's a story in reference to a man that was stingy enough to padlock his ice cellar full of food, and bugs came around him. They never used it again. So that's a story about never ever be stingy with food or feed the poor, take care of the poor. You know, that's how we were brought up. Like I do every time somebody comes in and give you the opportunity to eat. And Nagalik Duta Kahanik, compassion. Ilagiginik, family and kinship. And Pahlak Tao Tainik, avoidance of conflict. Pahlak Tao Tainik. Angunyalanik, that's hunting traditions, hunting skills. That's, and Kuben Gunik, humor. Mm. Yeah, I like that.
I like that humor is a value.
Yes.
Like,
it is a value.
That's so cool. Like, to have a sense of humor is actually a value and not just like a part of you. Like, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That's really
it's
cool.
It's medicine.
Yeah, that's laughter, just really cool.
Laughter is the best medicine ever.
It, that's true. It is. Yeah. It will fix anything.
Yeah. And, That means love and respect for elders and one another. It's just so beautiful. I mean, our language, I just love it. That's love and respect for elders and one another, for our elders and one another. And I always want to say love and respect for healthy elders. There's unhealthy people, whether they're elders or, you know, people. So we know in our hearts, in our souls, who are healthy, you know. So I think that's why young people get so confused. Like I was, they said, respect our elders. And I was confused for a long time until I finally realized it wasn't my fault. Roll it up in a ball, throw it back at the person. And he can have the shame and guilt all he wants. So, respect for nature.
That's one the Lower 48 could certainly use.
They need to take the role model of Wisconsin.
Yeah, respect for nature is something that's definitely lacking from the world.
Like Louisiana. Mm-hmm. They throw trash all over the place. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. But at the same time, they're so rich in their music. You're right, a lot of the states need to learn that. And spirituality. Cooperation. Cooperation. And Inipiralanik, knowledge. Inipiralanik, knowledge. And Kininik, humility.
That's another good one, humility.
Humility. Mm-hmm. And it's different throughout the different areas. I found out that Kotzebue has a different setting of values, and this is just a brief showing of what I mean, love, which we said in reference to our elders and one another, love and respect, love, humility, language, that's another thing. I think that's not in what I have here. Inipiralanik, knowledge of language. So language, I got this from a calendar where it was in reference to the values of our people. Language, respect, hunting, compassion, all little tips. Mm. That's in Allah too. And family and kinship. Love and family and kinship. Ilahina. And spirituality, he has a drum, and there's a, it's just beautiful image. And avoid conflict, and cooperation, humor. They're sinking in the water with a sled inside. They look familiar. He looks like they're from Anakdura path. And sharing. Oh, that is so cool. I just love talking about our values. So each area has a different values. I mean, when I look at them, there are similarities, you know. But ours is sharing, compassion, family and kinship, avoidance of conflict, hunting traditions, humor, love and respect for our elders and one another, respect for nature, spirituality, cooperation, knowledge, and humility. Those are our impact values. And I think these are from the Katsubi area, where it's kind of a little bit different, but it's okay, that's all right. Respect for elders, love for children, respect for others, respect for nature, hunting skills, domestic skills, humility, sharing, cooperation, hard work, avoid conflict, spirituality, family roles, humor, knowledge of language, knowledge of family tree. That's what's different about the Katsubi area. They put down knowledge of family tree and responsibility to tribe. So. So that's what we live by. There was this card that was given to us, and it's the same thing as this one. I think they started off, and in the elders conference and getting elders together, they came up, the North Shore came up with their own inner values, and that's what they came up with. And this has been from our area.
Well, you wanted to get to that little meeting, so I think we're going to cut it off today. Cut it a little short, because
stuff. We're going to a very educational workshop in reference to Gabriel Sam Ruiz from Husle, who has also some expertise. It's a great opportunity to go and see him. So that's why I consulted with Esther first before we did this.
Okay? Oh, yeah. No, it's fine with me. So anyway, see you later.